The African-American photographer Chester Higgins has made close to 50 trips to Africa since the early 1970s. For much of that time, he worked for the New York Times. But Higgins, who's now 75, hasn't stopped documenting the continent's history and culture. John Kalish has this profile.
Chester Higgins worked at the New York Times 39 years, and for most of that time, he spent his vacations in Africa, visiting the people he refers to as my cousins.
Being in Africa, I've discovered, is quite a relief for me because I was in the majority, that I didn't have to worry about people looking at my color and as a target, people not knowing me and they hate me. I found that the whole stress of racism just lifts off your shoulder.
Higgins' commitment to keep returning to the continent is motivated by a desire to foster a deeper connection among African Americans, says Lonnie Bunch, secretary of the Smithsonian Institution.
He's not capturing an Africa that's flawed. He's not capturing an Africa that is broken. He's capturing an Africa that has a spirit of hope, of possibility, that in some ways he believes will shape the African American experience as well.
Higgins says his latest book, The Sacred Nile, has been 50 years in the making and bears the fruit of 20 trips to Egypt alone. The book documents pyramids, rock-hewn churches, tombs, and other religious monuments along the River Nile. Last week, the Silurians Press Club presented Higgins with a Lifetime Achievement Award at a Manhattan gala. Former New York Times reporter Joseph Berger worked with Higgins for 30 years.
You were working with someone who viewed his job as a calling and the taking of photographs as a sacrament. Chester has always been a man on a spiritual mission, striving to find the humanity, the grace, and the dignity in everyone.
That spiritual mission began at a young age. After observing something he refers to as the spirit, Higgins became a minister and was preaching at churches in Alabama before his 10th birthday. He believes that years later, the spirit was responsible for connecting him to Arthur Rothstein, one of the giants of American photography. Rothstein was working at Look magazine when he met Higgins in the summer of 1969.
He couldn't resist Chester when he met him.
Annie Segan is Arthur Rothstein's daughter.
He was very moved by this kid who wanted something so badly. Dad was coming home and telling these stories about Chester, and Chester never knew that Dad was so enamored with him.
What Higgins wanted so badly was to master the craft of photography. Rothstein was so taken with Higgins that he gave him 35mm film and critiqued his work.
I pass over pictures for him to take a look at. He starts going through them, and then he finds one he stops at, and he takes out four pieces of paper, crops it, and he calls me over, and he's here, take a look. I went, and I looked, and I was amazed. Was that my picture? He said, yeah, it's your picture, but you didn't know it. All this other stuff is competing with it, and you didn't know what to zero in on.
One of the things the two had in common was Tuskegee Institute. Rothstein photographed the agricultural scientist George Washington Carver at Tuskegee in 1942. As a student there, Higgins got involved in the civil rights movement during the late 1960s. He didn't like the mainstream media's depiction of black civil rights activists.
We were not seen as American citizens petitioning our government. We were seen as potential arsonists, rapists, or just thugs. It taught me that a picture never lies about the photographer.
After college, Higgins became a freelance photographer, but in 1975, he was hired by the New York Times. He says that 40% of his images in the Times were of people of color. Every year, he got a picture of Kwanzaa published in the paper, along with photos of a ceremony commemorating the enslaved Africans who perished in the Atlantic Ocean during the Middle Passage.
This is what I've been trained for. This is what Rothstein trained me for. This is what I wanted to be trained for. I wanted to have my images on the world stage.
Higgins retired from the Times in 2014, but he hasn't stopped working. He spent the first month of 2022 in Africa. His next book will feature photos of prominent African Americans, part of what he refers to as his lifelong assignment.
My overall assignment was to create a visual encyclopedia of the life and times of people of African descent. I just lumbered along, following the spirit, following my interests, and that's what I still do.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.